know how to connect the dots, too, by this time. This is your host, Tom Edison. Listen, everybody, wake up. Get on your feet. Dance your whatever off. But, you know, you have to connect the dots in this world, you know? I mean, really, there's so much information around, so many things happening, and it's important to connect the dots. That's right, you know, and then when you connect the dots, a picture starts to form. And then you see how it all starts to fit together. You have a mosaic of what is happening. That's right, and there's plenty happening. You know, here's something for everyone to contemplate. I think everybody has heard of those guys, comedians out of the past, the Three Stooges. Yeah. It was a family group of comedians from New York State. That's right. Oh, yeah. Moe was the ringleader. Larry Moe and Curly. The Three Stooges. That's right. Well, hey, they're on every week in the metropolitan area here on a certain station. And I just happened to have it tuned in today. And wouldn't you know it, it was Larry, Moe, and Shemp. Yeah, the other one. And they were having a little skit, and they were gas station attendants. And there was three grades of gasoline. Now, this is back in the 40s, I guess, or 50s, or, you know, late 40s or something like that. And gasoline was 30 cents a gallon for ethyl. And because this is a comedy thing, Three Stooges, they had three grades. They had ethyl was selling for 30 cents a gallon. Becky was selling for 26 cents a gallon. And Hazel was selling for 22 cents a gallon. So that's an 8 cents a gallon difference between high test and regular, as the saying goes. You know, meanwhile, you know, that's right around World War II and stuff like that. But during the, if you know your American history, during the 1960s, at least where they were having the gas wars, gasoline went down on the East Coast as low as 10.9 cents a gallon. And high test went, was selling as low as 15.9 cents a gallon. Yeah, that's right, on the East Coast here. There was the gas wars. I mean, that's when capitalism was working for the people. And the price of gasoline had gone down half the price it had been 10, 15 years before that in that Three Stooge comedy. Of course, they were probably giving gas prices out in California, which already was costing more than it was on the East Coast. We don't even know if they had the gas wars in California. But anyhow, that's something people ought to realize, that, hey, the price of gasoline went down by half. Now it's a big scam, you know. Everybody's paying over $3 a gallon. Some countries, they pay, I don't know, $10 a gallon for gasoline. It's that bad. Anyhow, that's an historical bit of information. Meanwhile, back on planet Earth, if you turn on mainstream media news, they're still talking trash. They're talking lies. They're talking fake news. They're still trying to con you into taking a vaccine that's loaded with toxic crap that should never be in any vaccine. And in fact, we even know that it's not a vaccine, because in order to have a vaccine, you have to have identified what the culprit is that the vaccine is for, and they still have not identified this make-believe COVID. Sure, people are getting sick, but people are getting sick and dying all the time, and they're just manipulating facts around to make believe that there's a pandemic when there isn't. sure, there's always something bad going around. In fact, we already figured out that whatever is going around was engineered in the lab, probably Wuhan, China. And we know that they've had a plan for over 100 years to depopulate the world, and they're doing it right now with their make-believe vaccines, which are really toxic poisons designed to kill you. That's the bottom line, you know. If you don't wake up and smell the coffee, your goose is cooked, pal, or your sheeple, and nothing but a bunch of stupid sheeple. I have to talk about this too a little bit. You know, there's people riding around with masks on. There's no logic to wearing a mask. That's been already debunked by real scientists. How to get myself a drink of water. Well, everybody should be drinking a lot of water, because in case you didn't know, hey, this is an educational show. This is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Anderson. This is an educational show, and I'm telling you that, man, oh, boy, are you being duped by fake news media. And water is needed in every biological function in a physical body. That's right. You need water to go in and out of the cells, take the nutrients in, take the waste product out. You need water, and you need decent water. Forget about tap water. It's too contaminated with the fluorides and the chlorides. You know, it was discovered over 50 years ago that, maybe over 70 years ago, who knows, long time ago. You get the picture? Yeah. That's when she fell for the leader of the pack, as the song goes. Anyhow, water has been contaminated with the chlorination from over 100 years ago. And over the years, they figured out that there were somewhere between 300 and 400 toxic compounds that develop in tap water when you put chlorine into it. Sure, the chlorine is put in it to kill really dangerous diseases, but at the same time, it's killing healthy people to some degree. And then fluoridation of the water, of course, is to destroy your pineal gland, because the powers-to-be don't want you to be spiritually connected to God, to the source of all that is. That's right, the source of all there is, a.k.a. God. That's it. That is a reality. And I do my best to explain what that reality is, God. Source of all there is, that ever was, and ever will be. I explain it in my book called Connect the Dots Theory. Google it if you have Google Chrome. You ought to be able to get the first 40, 43 pages free. And you can get an idea of all, you get the table of contents in those first 40 pages, and you'll see all the information you are missing out on. I claim it's the one book you can pick it up, and in a couple of hours, you'll become a smarter person than anything else in the world that you could read in a couple of hours. That's right. Because in my book, the language is simple, and I explain what I'm talking about. That's right. I'm not saying my book is better than the Bible or any other religious scripture, but I'll tell you this. You'll learn more from my book in 2 hours than you can from any other book on the face of this earth. And it's in plain English, and I've got the pictures to back up what I'm talking about. That's right, 35 millimeter photographs and photograph enlargements, of which I am the sole holder of the negatives, and can prove that none of the pictures in my book have been altered. You know? That's a lot I'm saying there. And everybody on the face of this planet should be looking at my book because it was designed for every human being to look at and begin to get a comprehension of the bigger picture that we should be talking about. Every human being on planet Earth should be talking about what's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. First 40 pages are free to look at, and if you wanted to download it, probably Amazon will give it to you for $5 and change. You can get it on your notebook, notepad, for probably $7. The full-size 8.5 by 11 book, and you can get it at Barnes & Noble for a little over $20. And that's what I recommend. Sure, it costs more money, but you can browse through the pictures faster with a book in your hands of 8.5 by 11 than you could ever do on a computer. Certain things are done faster than computers, believe me. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand. Can I tell you? But this is an educational show. It's also a call-in radio show. Hey, the toll-free number here is 888-627-6008. If you want to call on a regular number, hey, it's 323-744-4831. Well, you know, participation is an important point in life. And there's not enough people participating in things now, because the collective consciousness can destroy the dark forces in this world. We can dissipate them with loving light. You know, that's what we all need to be talking about, love. The star seeds, the representatives here on Earth now of the Pleiadians from the star group called the Pleiades, they're here to help us. They look very much like us. And they've engaged in connecting with us in the past, long time ago, and now they're reconnecting with us again, and they're here to help us. And they're bringing in information from the overseers of mankind who are here in our galaxy. They're here in our solar system. Do you realize planet Earth is the most important thing happening in the whole universe right now? That's right. The eyes of the whole universe are watching our world and what's transpiring here, because we are on the verge of a planetary ascension. And this is what everyone should be talking about every day. Forget about the friggin' fake news and those teleprompter readers. They're filling your heads with lies. The real story is, mankind is going to be visited by our galactic brothers and sisters. They're here in our solar system already. They are going to land on our planet. This is what we all should be talking about. You know, whatever they look like, and a lot of them look like us, are going to land here and give us full disclosure of what is going on in our universe. You know, we are on the prison planet still because the dark forces don't want to open the doors and let us free. They are hell-bent on trying to kill us off or keep us captive. But they are going to be defeated whether they like it or not. But it could happen all a lot faster if everybody would participate. That's right. It's important to participate in life, you know? Everybody is connected to every human being. It's connected to the collective consciousness of humanity. That's right. We all share in that telepathically. And we all should be doing our share, making our contributions to humanity. And this is what we need to be focusing on intentionally. that we are spirits living out an existence in a physical body in the third dimension. And this third dimension, while we're in our physical body, is going to increase in vibration and become the fifth dimension. You gotta leave the old ways behind and don't look back. You know, that was like a short little movie. I think Bob Dylan was the famous there. The famous songwriter Bob Dylan was included in a movie called Don't Look Back. But most people don't realize that was a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when you heard of this person, Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, about 2,000 years ago, yeah. He was here on a mission to give the world the message that God is love. God is a loving God, not the false God who takes vengeance upon people and hurts them and harms them and punishes them. Those are the false gods. The real God is full of love and only love and forgiveness. But there's also a limit to everything. Some people that have fallen by the wayside and have dedicated their lives into abusing and using innocent people and have no remorse for what they are doing, they will be annihilated. That's why the Galactic Federation is here to enforce, you know, enforce the logic and the sanity of the total reality of the universe. You know, there's a limit to how much bad things you can do. And some of these people, they have no conscience. Some of these creatures, some of them we can't even call people. They're disguised as goons. They're reptilians. They're other kinds of bad creatures that are non-human. And they're here controlling humanity and trying to make us suffer. And because some of these entities are in service to the demonic beings that feed off suffering. Yeah, once we include the reality that invisible demonic beings do exist, a lot of crazy things happening in this world are easily explained. Because, you know, it's a game of mind control. We have demonic consciousnesses existing in our realm here on planet Earth. And all they have to do is control the minds of unsuspecting good people like you and me. And they are very successful at that because they're doing it telepathically. They're connecting, they're contacting your subconscious mind. And we've all been lied to. We've been told we don't have we're not spirits and all that kind of crap, and there is no God and all that kind of crap. And we've been brainwashed into believing that. You know? I mean, every personality is an aspect of God because all personalities come from God. Sure, the false gods know how to create clones and lifeless bodies that don't have a soul, but only God can give you the soul. Only God can give you your spiritual consciousness, your personality. Look at that. We got some perfect examples out there right now. You know, Sleepy Joe Biden. Oh my God, a pathetic example. I mean, he's not a human being, really. Not at all. He's been cloned, droned, or whatever, you know. In the last couple of weeks, a lot of information has come out about clones. So if you're out there looking for information about who's been cloned, who can be cloned, and who will be cloned, and who has doubles, robotic organics, and all kinds of crap like that, except it's not crap, it's not science fiction, it's science, but science being used in a bad way. That's why we call them mad scientists. You know, the mad scientists are part of the problem with this fake pandemic. There's not more people dying today than there was last year. But boy, has the, mind-controlling media whipped up a frenzy and whipped up a fantasy story and got you believing it. People still walking around with masks on. People still understanding that you don't have to wear a mask in certain places like you did before, and you should have never had to wear a mask anywhere because it doesn't make any sense. It's illogical. The mask can't protect you from any of these so-called contaminants that are floating around, and some of them are supposedly catchy. But none of it, there's not proof to substantiate any of it. You know, it's all a charade, a bag of lies that people have been paid at every level of government, and even in the non-government areas, people are being paid to lie that there's something going on that isn't. Yeah, there's something going on, a massive attempt to kill humanity. And we need to be against that, and we need to stand together as good, decent people, and we need to talk about what's happening behind the scenes. Yeah, there is a galactic federation, just like the ones in Star Trek, human beings out there, just like you and me, other beings that are even are not like you and me, but they're good, they're loving, they're kind, they're considerate, they're compassionate, they're helpful. And they're all around us right now, most of them vibrating so fast that we can't see them. That's right, human sight, it has its parameters. That's why you ought to pick up a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It explains why we can't see the invisible, explains the parameters of human sight. It explains the invisible creatures that leave light trails that cameras pick up to prove that they exist, even though our sight can't see them. But there are ways to increase your sight. How many people have seen the red sparkling dots in the sky? If you haven't seen it, you haven't expanded your sight. How many people even go out at night to look up at the sky? Well, you ought to try doing it. You know, and you ought to do things that will expand your sight, like eating magic mushrooms or taking LSD. That's right. Yeah, three famous letters, LSD. Well, that's why the government made it legal, because it was waking people up. It was expanding their consciousness, expanding their eyesight, expanding their thinking abilities, expanding their comprehension and connections to the spiritual realms that are above the evil controllers of our world. And that's why laws were created to make these things illegal. You know, the human race could have evolved back in the 60s when human race was discovering these substances that increase your intelligence, increase your awareness. And there's three basic things that do that. Marijuana is the beginning of the ability to increase your intellectual capacity beyond normal understanding, beyond the brainwashing world you were brought into. And then the next one is mushrooms. Mushrooms brings you into the geometric connections. You see them in your mind and your eye as the substances are making you aware of more. And then there's the LSD, an abbreviation for a compound that will expand your consciousness beyond any other substance. And then there's the DMT molecule, another mind-expanding thing. These are the substances that will increase your intelligence. You know, people were allowed to talk about this freely back in the 60s and 70s. Now we can't talk about anything, according to mainstream media. They want us to take us back into the Stone Age. They want to turn everybody back into the flock of sheeple, an obedient flock of sheeple, so they can herd you into the slaughterhouse. Yeah, and what's waiting for you in the slaughterhouse? Needles. Needles with poison in it. No, it's not vaccines. It's gene therapy. It's weapons designed to kill you. Look how many people they murdered already, and they're still talking about how safe it is. The liars, paid liars on TV, are still talking about how safe it is. Well, what we ought to be talking about, it, listeners out there, we need to talk about the Galactic Federation. They're here. They're fighting behind the scenes to eliminate the dark forces that are everywhere on our world. They're on the, in the inner Earth. They've been up in the sky. They've got their craft. They've had their bases on the moon. They've been kicked off the moon, finally, thankfully. And the they're continuously being limited out of the skies above the surface of the Earth, and they are continuously being eliminated. Their little strongholds and holdouts deep in pockets within our Mother Earth. Yeah, Mother Earth is a living entity. I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you don't understand how Mother Earth is a living energy, well, a living entity, then you need to read about it, my experiences in discovering that, and how I've got pictures of it explaining how Mother Earth actually sends her vibrations out to you through the ground into your body if you're there and a willing, receptive person. Yeah, Mother Earth will prove to you she's alive. All you have to do is open up your heart and your mind. And there's many ways to do that. But at the same time, you'll never see the things that I've seen. You'll never experience the things I've seen unless you have the guts to go out there and expand your mind. We have the ingredients here on planet Earth. Like I said, there's marijuana, there's mushrooms, there's LSD, there's the DMT molecule. And those are your basic items that will help you expand your consciousness. Don't listen to these fools that tell you you don't need kinds of things like that. Because what you can accomplish without those things will not open the exact same doors that the four things I've just mentioned to you will open. And the only reason that you aren't able to perceive that is because, one, you never tried these things, and two, you listen to other people tell you you don't need them. Well, whether you need them or not, nobody needs anything in particular. I mean, if you really understand the life-death cycle and you're a spirit in a physical body that wasn't designed to last forever, if you understand the cycle that as soon as your body dies out, you're snapped back into where you came from, which was in the spiritual realms, there's nothing to fear. But there's plenty to experience. And when you're in a physical body, marijuana, mushrooms, LSD, and DMT are tools that will help you decipher the bigger picture and help you see beyond the set parameters of vision for human beings. So anyhow, we're going to meet our galactic brothers and sisters as soon as they land. There's something called the event. The event. Got that? E-V-E-N-T, the event. We all should be talking about this. There's nothing more important. This is the point in time. It's going to be a changeover point. Such things were prophesied in certain books of the Bible. You know, the Bible is like kind of like the world's first encyclopedia. It's a collaboration of books put together in, I think it was 325 A.D., by the Roman Catholic Church. You know, the Romans, it was their big plan to take over not only the Christians, but the Jewish people at the same time. And they did their best in doing that by creating this book called the Bible. Yeah, it's a collection of 66 or more books, depending on what version of the so-called Bible you're reading. And then there's the St. the King James Version, which is an edited version that you get to look at and try to make the best of. There's a lot of valuable information in there. But I tell you, it's not the authority on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is in the fifth apocryphal revelation. And the fifth apocryphal revelation explains that the teachings of Jesus that are quoted pretty accurately in the Bible, not totally, but very accurately, in the four books known as the Gospels. That's the fourth apocryphal revelation. There were three apocryphal revelations before that. Yeah. You didn't know that, but unless you read the fifth apocryphal revelation, you won't have the big picture, which explains much more. And what's really baffling to me, because I've been following on Twitter, yeah, I'm on Twitter, and hey, go to BBS Radio, you'll see my most recent tweets. Yeah, go to BBS Radio, my show, Connect the Dots, Station 1, 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And, of course, the clocks will be changing in a couple of weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks. I don't know. They make it, they've been changing it differently throughout the recent years. You know, you would think they would do it equally with the equinox. You know, the fall equinox just happened a couple of days ago. And you know that. Do you even know what the equinox is, the fall equinox? I think it happened this year on the 22nd. Huh? That's right. Well, we need to focus on good things. And good things is good vibrations. And good vibrations as in good music, as in good musicians, as in music being used to make the world a better place. You know, people have been talking about it in the last year a lot, if not the last couple of years, about the tuning of musical instruments. You know, the Salerno-Ano crystals, the frequencies. Like, if you have a guitar, most of us alive now, we've been taught to you buy a pitch pipe, you buy basic tuning forks, and the A note is on a tuning fork is at 440 hertz. But there's a Savazio tuning forks that are tuned to the frequencies that are in sync with the universe. 440 is not in sync with the universe, at least not too well. The exact frequency for an A note on a guitar should be, you know, the A string played open, should be 432 hertz. A C note should be 528 cycles per second. And years ago, you know, the so-called classical geniuses of the past, the Renaissance, etc., back in Europe there, you know, Brahms, Beethoven, Bach, they were tuning their instruments more in tune with the frequencies of the universe. But back in around the 1930s, or maybe it started in the 1920s, by the people connected to the New World Order, they purposely changed the frequencies of an A note up to 440 hertz to get everybody out of sync with the universe. It's a control tactic. And we've been duped into following that, though we've still made some beautiful music, even with those, dealing with those frequencies. But we need to get back with what's in sync with the universe. So Everybody needs to get some new pitch pipes, get some new tuning for forks, or get some tune their musical instruments to electronic tuners that puts an A note, an open A string on the guitar at 432 hertz. And I've done the test. I've retuned my guitar. And I played similar songs for my girl, and she agreed that the songs sound better when your instrument is tuned to 432 than when it's tuned to 440. Now, we've learned to appreciate music as best we can with our instruments tuned to 440. And a perfect example is the Beatles. They came out with their magical songwriting ability, their magical songs, their magical projection of love with their instruments tuned to 440, and they overrid any out-of-sync thing that might have been formulated into those out-of-sync frequencies. And they did it with the love in their hearts and the projection of true intent to make people happy. And that's why they're the greatest band that ever walked the face of the earth. But other people did it too. You know, the famous Elvis Presley used his God-given gift of voice and singing in songs that were attuned to the 440 frequencies, was able to overcome the fact that it wasn't exactly in sync with the universe. And his voice made magical things happen. You know, it's important for us to tell each other and retell these stories in life. You know, I had read once in a book or somewhere that scientists, because of the popularity of Elvis Presley, if you were to play his music, his musical recordings, his early musical recordings, the ballads from the mid-50s, for animals, it would affect the lives of the animals in a good way. Cows would give more milk. Yes, this is true. This is a proven scientific fact. And that's the power of humanity. That's the power of the human spirit. Remember, we're all spirits living in physical bodies, not the other way around. And so I took that to the test, and it's in my book, The Story, but you ought to get the book and read it for yourself, Connect the Dots Theory. I talk about the singing frog and how I would, it was a frog in a pond in front of my house, and I went to do the Elvis test, went out there with my folk guitar, and I'm, you know, familiar with some of the ballads that Elvis Presley made famous in the beginning of his career. Songs like Love Me Tender and Loving You. And I sang those songs for the frogs and all the other creatures out there, and they all came. They came close, came in, popped their heads up, and came around me playing the guitar out there in front of the pond. And lo and behold, one of the frogs that popped their heads out of the water started to croak, to sing along with me singing an Elvis song. Except he wasn't mimicking the words I was singing or the melody I was singing. The frog was singing harmony of his own volition to what I was singing. Now, that's the beauty of life on Earth when we're connecting with the animals. And my guitar was actually tuned to 440 when this event happened. I mean, imagine if I could get results like that by singing Elvis songs. Imagine what a result I would get if I was singing in keys that were in sync with 432 hertz for an A string or 528 cycles for a C note. Well, regardless of that, anytime I hear birds out there, if I take a walk in the woods and I hear birds singing, I'll stop and I'll just vocalize it without any backup instruments. You know, those early Elvis songs and the, whatever the birds were chirping and chattering about, within less than a minute, they will stop their chattering and start to sing along with me singing Elvis songs. That's right. It happens every time, you know. This is the beauty of life. But, you know, you have to make an attempt to connect with it. Otherwise, it won't happen, you know. And so we come around to the word participation again. To participate in life, go out there, go out in the woods, find some birds chirping and start singing Elvis songs. If you don't know any, we'll learn them, all right? And maybe you can vocalize and sync with 432 hertz. But you'll never know how well you can do that or how well you will connect with the birds or frogs or other insects will come around and buzz around you and want to be around you when you're singing songs that are in sync with the universe. And that's a testament to the human spirit. Even when we're a little out of sync, we still have the power within us to connect with other creatures in a good, loving way. The future of humanity is with the frequency of love. There's so many, you know, the frequencies. If you go on the internet, there's so many frequencies people have discovered that work when you're in sync with the universe. You want to be healing? You want your body to heal? Well, the C note, 528 cycles per second. You know, that's why you need to get some new tuning forks and get in sync with the healing frequencies. There's, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8, or maybe there's 10 really important frequencies. They're out there on the internet. Go look for them. Healing frequencies, loving frequencies, and people have posted videos with sounds in tune to those frequencies that you can play and listen and help. They will help evolve you because we have to evolve, you know? If you, this is the opportunity of a lifetime to be on planet Earth now. It's the most desired position. We've all got a front row seat. We've all got our front row tickets. There's no better place to be in the universe right now except on planet Earth. Sure, there's a struggle going on now. The dark side is falling into the pit they created for themselves, and they're clawing, trying to hold on from falling down into the hell they've created it, but they're going to fall down, most of them. Some of them will repent and be saved with the help of the good creatures in the universe, but some of them are beyond help and will be disintegrated. You know, there's a war going on behind the scenes now. You can hear about it. You know, look up the people that supply the information, the starseeds. They're all out on Twitter. Cobra, he's out there on other video channels, even though he's been tossed off YouTube in many cases. He's one of the representatives for the Galactic Federation. And, of course, Cobra is a code name for a group of people that are representing the Galactic Federation. And he's really fighting our battles for us right now from behind the scenes. But there's certain bits that we need to be doing. We need to be participating in this battle. We're not supposed to be just sitting here like a bunch of dummies waiting for someone else to solve our problems. That's why we're here on planet Earth, to participate, to do our share, to anchor the love. You know, this is the big equation that's going on. This is your part. If you're listening to my voice and you're a human being, you need to think about envisioning the white, powerful white light, the pillar of light that's hanging out in our solar system right now that you need to connect with mentally and funnel, use your body, your skeleton, to funnel that light down into our Mother Earth and then have it pulse out back through you, and you just spew it out through your breath all around us. We need to anchor more light. Yeah, this is real stuff I'm talking about here. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, you need to find out about it then, because that's your obligation to participate and do your part. You're a spirit in a physical body. We're all representatives of the true God, the single source of all there is. And we're not here just on a vacation. Sure, we're here to have some fun, too, and I've had fun every day of my life. One of the best pleasures of being alive in a physical body is to have fun every day of your life. Anybody tells you different, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because believe me, my intention every day when I wake up, I want to have a little fun. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm entitled to that. But the amount of fun I'm going to have is directly proportional to how much desire I have to have fun and how much effort I put in my life to have fun. You can have a lot of fun. I don't care what your problems are. You can have a little fun if you make an attempt. You'll certainly have a lot more fun by making an attempt to have fun than if you didn't make an attempt. And, you know, get a grip on things here, you know, really. And educate yourself. You know, forget about what the formal education is. Educate yourself. You want to find out what the big picture is, watch a lot of science fiction movies. There's so much truth in science fiction, it's amazing, let's say that, you know? And there's so many, I mention it every other week. The movie is called They Live. Watch it. You find out what's really going on behind the scenes. That's a 1988 movie, and that was educating you then what's going on behind the scenes, you know? But the education of humanity through science fiction started back really in the 50s. Yeah. Some of those classic early science fiction movies, they were telling us things. You know, it might not be exactly like in the movie, but it'll be something similar. And science fiction has evolved that more stories were being told us. There was a series called Stargate SG-1. You know, it ran for 10 years, and supposedly the stories are based on true encounters with the secret military groups that had access to the time travel equipment and the teleportation devices. Yeah, these things are real. And that's why we want this event to happen, because when our galactic brothers and sisters, 52 star nations from all throughout the galaxy, finally land their motherships and their flying saucers, and all kinds of weird crap, they land on planet Earth. They're going to announce it the day before they land. And then they're going to, once they land, they will share all the hidden information with us that has been kept from us. They will share with us the free energy, the replicating machines, the med beds that can cure anybody of anything and rejuvenate you to a younger state of existence. It's not make-believe. It's called high-tech science. And these technologies were learned by the controllers of our world, and they made a decision to keep the truth from us and to keep us locked down. Before there was the official lockdown, they had us locked down with ignorance because they controlled the public education system. Forget about sending your kids to school now. It's nothing but a brainwashing format anyhow. When they're forcing kids to wear masks, that's not a learning environment. That's an indoctrination And it's worse than indoctrination. They're enslaving your kids. You're allowing a bunch of sick mother effers to enslave your kids to accept a non-human existence. There's no point in sending your kids to school anymore because they're not willing to teach your children the truth. They themselves don't know the truth. The teachers of today, they don't know the truth. Very few of them do, and if they did, they couldn't teach your children in school the truth anyhow, or they would get fired because the whole system is controlled by the dark side. You know, for a school to be good, one, you can't have government deciding what children are going to be taught. It has to be done by society and a so-called political government we have nowadays, the so-called republics. There are no real democracies, in case you didn't realize. You know, they're over-controlled by, you know, a might-is-right type system, a chain of command system, where once the people, a type of system where once the people at the top are controlled by evil, they will use the chain of command to control those below him, and they will use their chain of command to control those below them, and the whole human race ends up being controlled by the dark side, who controls the minds of the most powerful. Yeah, we don't want that. We've had enough of it. And the public education system is controlled by the dark side. How dare they force kids to put on masks? And that, of course, they want to jab them with poison, too. How the hell does anybody can guarantee you what's in that friggin' needle when it's stuck into you, that liquid? You don't know what's in there. It's not like you can look at it and you'll get a readout, like a barcode that tells you exactly what's in there. No. Everyone is being told to trust the government, the lying, corrupt, evil, backstabbing government. Why would you even think of trusting a group of despicable characters like the government? You know, governments are basically evil because they're controlled by evil. You know, it seemed like a great idea back when they wrote the Constitution. You know, hey, you know, republic, representatives, and so-called safeguards. Well, the safeguards aren't worth anything anymore. So we, the people, need to take control of everything. We need to make this system of government, the republics, we need to make them obsolete, because they are obsolete. Once all governments get controlled by the dark side or get controlled by bribe money, they have become obsolete. They no longer serve us. They can't serve us because they're all mind controlled by the dark side. And that's where we're at today. You know, you have a moral obligation to put your energies and your heart behind good vibrations. And you can start with getting in sync with the proper frequencies. You know, sing the theme note, 528. Cycles per second. Play that A note on your guitar once it's tuned down to 432 cycles per second. And find out what the key cycles per second. I've heard that, but you scientists out there, you need to do some more research on it and verify it. I heard that if you can get something to vibrate at 111 cycles per second, it will kill cancers. And, of course, we already have people in this world that can psychically remove cancers. Yeah, the power of the mind is unlimited. You've been lied to your whole life again by those that were supposed to be teaching you. No, they were lying to you. Your mind is a powerful tool. Learn to gain control of it. Learn to say no to the dark side when they come calling at your door. And learn to train your mind. Your mind is like a computer. It can be trained and programmed to work very good. And learn to connect with the higher reality. When you're in sync with the higher reality, the light and love of the faster vibrations can flow through your body. And you will be radiating more light. And the more light we can radiate on this prison world of ours, the quicker we can dissipate the dark side, because light and love vibrating at fast cycles, the dark side can't exist amongst us. when we're vibrating fast enough. That's a proven fact. And the only reason they've been getting away with what they've been getting away with on planet Earth is because they reduced our cycles of vibration to where we were so low that they could easily manipulate us. And they made up all kinds of tricks to prevent us from vibrating faster. But we can teach ourselves how to vibrate faster. In fact, it's known how to do it already. And you can start with learning about the frequencies that are in sync with the universe and then connecting with them vibrationally. Musicians play an important part on this. They're all musicians listening to me. If you've got a guitar-type instrument, your A string is the key. Tune the A string to 432 hertz and tune the rest respectively to that. And then you'll be playing music that vibrates the frequencies that are in tune with the universe. Then you'll be gathering the energy, the good energy that's in sync with the whole universe. And you'll become like a part of a choir, and the rest of the universe will be a choir singing in harmony with us. And those are powerful things that can dissipate the dark side. And so music is a very important thing to bring us together. And you ought to take a look and see what fun music can bring to people. And let me tell you, people were having a lot more fun dancing and having a good time back in the last century than they are now. And the proof of that is my latest YouTube video out there. It's a rock and roll documentary called Subway Fantasy 3. When the show's over tonight, go on YouTube. In fact, you can just Google that. And if you have the Google Chrome, just, the search bar on Google Chrome, just go in, Subway Fantasy 3. And you should pick it up. If it doesn't pick up already, put the word YouTube after that. So you can bypass going through YouTube, then you'll get to YouTube. Subway Fantasy 3, and you got to spell the word. I did that on purpose, so you got to spell the word fantasy the way I spell it. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy 3, the numeral 3. And the Google Chrome search bar should pick it up and take you to the icon where you'll see the picture of the blonde. And we'll have the time. I think it's 14 minutes, 9 seconds. 14 minutes, 8 seconds, something like that. And you play that, and you'll see how people were having a good time in the last century. Much better time than they're having now. And they were dancing their ass off, and it was the music that inspired the dance. And even though it was all recorded in on the 440 cycle, we kind of overcame that somehow with enthusiasm. Or maybe angelic help, who knows. But check it out, Subway Fantasy 3, and then you might want to check out Subway Fantasy 2. Or the original Subway Fantasy rock and roll documentary featuring artists that maybe weren't world famous, but just as talented as the so-called famous artists of the last century. And you'll even see, in fact, it spans like 6 decades. Of music is encompassed in Subway Fantasy 3. And you'll see how some of the great dancing of the last century even fits with music recorded as early as 2011. Well, we're coming to the end of our show. Hey, this was a call-in radio show, but it's okay. I filled in when nobody called in. I filled in with my commentary. Hey, remember, the key to evolving for the human race is love. Think love, speak love, do love, do loving things, be kind, open doors for people, smile at each other. You got to take your mask off to smile. And stop wearing masks. Stop listening to nonsense. Don't take vaccines. It's illogical. They're illogical. That stupid 20th century science that's anti-universal, it doesn't even make any sense, you know? I put the challenge out there, anyone on my show, you come on my show and try to convince me that vaccines make sense, and I'll ask you some key questions, and before you know it, you'll realize how ignorant you are. You know, you might mean well, but vaccines will never be the way to go. They never should have been invented in the first place, and probably the first place they were invented. If you see that cartoon from 100 years ago, I think it was, I don't know if it was last week's show, but if you dial back a couple of my shows, you'll find it in one of my shows, and maybe one in the future, too. That 100-year-old cartoon that proves that they were thinking on doing exactly what they're doing now with the fake pandemic, poisoning the air would get the people sick, and then do a mind trip on everybody and do what they're doing now. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Pardoning in Kind? Hey, I got a video out there too, Are You the Pardoning in Kind? You know, it's been on YouTube for quite a while now. But check it out and you'll find out what it used to be to have fun. Much more fun than people are having today, let me tell you that. When you're the partying kind, or what it was like to be the partying kind, you know, government's made it too difficult, but you still can have fun. And my anthem, I gotta be somebody, could be your anthem too. Okay, I'm gonna do the countdown. Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. Hey, everybody listening, be good, be loving, be kind. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Think rock and roll, think music, think fun. Think about expanding your consciousness and think about the glorious moment when the event happens and our extraterrestrial brothers and sisters land. Okay, here's the countdown till next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.